is on that spot scaling the Bud Clark Commons back to accommodate a project like this, because I think this will raise everybody's economic boat in that urban renewal area, and will be a welcome addition to the neighborhood, and I'm very pleased to support it.
I'm also very happy to support this resolution providing an up-to-date facility for the county's health department. It's another example of the city, the county, and the Portland Development Commission working together well to get things done for Portlanders. And it's important to note this doesn't raise the maximum indebtedness of the district, and it implements another strategy that the city and the county went to the legislature to pass in urban renewal. We're required to spend $26.9 million on a county facility as part of this urban renewal district, and this seems like a perfect use for it. It will provide the services and provide an anchor tenant to the Old Town Chinatown area, so I'm very pleased to support it.
Fish?
Again, thanks to PDC, thanks to the Portland Housing Bureau and my team, thanks to Chair Kogan and his team. I think this is a good partnership. It's a good fit. And I think it shows that when we are creative in how we use public resources, we can get added value. And this is a classic example of creating added value. We set a number of conditions for having this conversation with the chair, and one of them was, we delegated to him the enviable task of going out and engaging the community. And when he said that, that it had generated a lot of public support, that's because Chair Kogan and his team actually met with all the stakeholders in the area and presented the vision, and they got a lot of positive feedback. So thank you for doing that. I am reminded, though, by the gentleman who testified, that there will be an impact on people who live at Bud Clark Commons as we move forward with the development. So I think I can commit on behalf of Jeff and me that there will be representatives from the building on a kind of an ad hoc committee that we'll put together so that they get advance notice of anything that impacts them and also get a chance to help us shape this vision. The other thing I just want to note, and it's a preview of what I'll say next week, is that I think sometimes we forget that the money that we spend through urban renewal often satisfies and meets goals that both the county and the city have established. Now, that's a controversial comment, and as Jeff knows, even on his own body, there's a wide range of opinion. But I don't think it's that controversial, for example, to say that when we spend money under the 30% set-aside, in the main, those investments go towards shared city-county goals. And the reason I say that is because we have a city-county 10-year plan to end homelessness. So we've hammered out shared goals. And when we spend above that on things that benefit the whole community, I also think of those as being shared goals, investments. So to me, this makes sense. It serves people that we're responsible for serving. It adds value to a site that already has an award-winning shelter and building. And I think it's another example of how the city and the county work well together on these kinds of projects. So I thank everyone who testified today. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, as a former Multnomah County Commissioner, I'm very delighted to see the County Health Department moving into new quarters out of the McCoy Building, which I know there's probably two members on this council that remember the department store that preceded the McCoy Building, J.K. Gill. But it's a really, you know, it's a great location. It's a terrible building. Your new place will be, you know, a great location and a great building, you know, for both the people it serves and the employees who will work there. And I do think, and I think the county may have its own awards, unsung heroes, but I think, you know, Multnomah County Health Department truly is an unsung hero. They do a wide variety of very essential things for the betterment of the citizens of Multnomah County. I mean, you know, you have restaurant inspections. You know, without restaurant inspections, God, I'd be scared. I'm scared enough in a lot of places. But also important things like having community health nurses visit families with newborns to help get those families off on the right start. I think they even provide maybe some library book bags and things like that. Important work on emergency planning, running community-based health clinics throughout Multnomah County, which provide health care for many who do not have access, would otherwise do not have access to good health care. So You do a lot of great things, and the health department, to me, is always, like I said, one of those unsung heroes of Multnomah County. So I'm very pleased to support this and to vote aye. The resolution passes, and 1211 moves to a second reading next week. We will now move to our regular agenda, item 1222.
Accept a grant in the amount of $80,000, appropriate $33,000 for fiscal year 2012-13, and authorize an intergovernmental agreement with the Oregon Department of Justice Crime Victims Services Division for crisis response team personnel expenses.
Marcy, are you testifying on? Are you going to explain this to us, or give us a quick explanation? Since you're here, how can we resist? So if you just give us your name, and then please.
Good
explain
morning. This. I'm Officer Marcy Jackson.
Move the microphone.
Police Bureau.
Move the microphone up a little bit. Yeah, there you go.
Good morning. I am the coordinator of the crisis response team that is held through the Portland Police Bureau, and we are applying again for the Department of Justice, the grant that helps us do victims assistance. We have a team of volunteers, various ethnic cultures that also respond with us as citizens on the team, and we go out usually as the bad news bears. When bad things happen to people, we are going out to assist them through that. And this grant allows us to have the administrative assistance that we need in the office space. And so we are excited to be before you today. And we are asking for you to approve this grant and this line item on this. But this is what we do, and this is out of our office. One of the other things that our office maintains is the Safe Summer brochure. That goes out all over the city of Portland, and that comes out of our office as well as one of the responsibilities out of our office.
Great. Thanks, Officer Jackson, for all the great work you do.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am.
Does anybody wish to testify on this item? Okay, it's an emergency item. Please call the roll, Carly.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you for your good work. Aye.
Bish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye. Okay, the ordinance is approved. Item 1223.
Authorize the Office of Management and Finance to exchange real property with Legacy Emmanuel Hospital and Health Center.
Second reading, vote only.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you so much. Aye.
Bish?
Well, Dr. Morgan is here today, so I can't resist. About a year ago, I had a chance to visit Legacy Emmanuel Hospital on some other matter, and I learned about this desire to do a land swap so they could build a state-of-the-art OR. And I also learned that these discussions have been going on for many years, and it was very complicated. And frankly, after learning sort of the first cut on this, it seemed like there were enough obstacles that this would never happen. What I don't think people fully appreciate is that not only did Jack Graham and Brian Eng jump into this, but so did Mayor Adams, and then so did the chair of the Portland Development Commission. And that led to a lot of on-site meetings and a lot of follow-up and a lot of creative thinking. And Bryant and Jack in particular went through, I don't know how many different scenarios in order to get this thing done, but you wore out your copier and your printer. And it took a lot of focus and hard work, because this is not simply disposing of property. This, everything that was on that property had to be relocated to another location, and there was a series of dominoes that followed. And so I just want to compliment everybody that over the past year spent so much time and energy making this happen. The ultimate goal was to free up a piece of dirt to allow one of our premier hospitals to build a state-of-the-art OR, which was great news for the east side of the city. But there are a lot of reasons, and I know more than most, why this may not have happened. And it happened because at a leadership level, a group of people said, we're going to fix it. And so I compliment the team at Legacy, but in particular, I want to thank Jack and his team, the mayor, and the PDC chair for all of their good work. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I'm very pleased to support this property transaction or disposal of surplus property to Legacy. for a state-of-the-art operating room and expanded pediatric trauma capabilities. There is a larger question here about fleet and our maintenance. We do have very necessary space needs, and the use of the Stanton Yard, which is used by several bureaus. We need a plan for all those needs, and we need to get our emergency vehicles and our essential maintenance vehicles out from under seismically unstable bridges from I-405. And I know we have talked about this forever, and I hope we will not continue to talk about this forever, because we're not going to escape a large emergency forever. We need to look at this, and as an example, we've talked about the most efficient ways for the Maintenance Bureau to work with both the Environmental Service Bureau and the Portland Bureau of Transportation, and those discussions really need to continue in order for us to make sure that we can serve our city's residents in time of need. So I'm very pleased to support this, and I wish Legacy well in its endeavors, and I look forward to it. But the city needs to grapple with its own internal issues about keeping our citizens safe. Aye. Okay, the ordinance passes, and we move on to item 1224.
Amend contract with Moore Excavation, Inc. to increase compensation and scope of work for the West Side Header Relocation Phase 2 project.
Okay, this is a second reading. Vote only.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Okay, item's approved. Item 1225.
Amend fee schedules for building and electrical construction permits.
Second reading. Vote only.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Okay, the item's approved. 1226.
Authorized grant agreement for restoration, education, and stewardship services with the Johnson Creek Watershed Council.
Just briefly, the Bureau of Environmental Services has contracted with the Johnson Creek Watershed Council for the last 9 years to assist the city with restoration projects, program development, and public outreach throughout the Johnson Creek watershed. The Johnson Creek Watershed Council engages citizens, businesses, and other agencies in the stewardship of Johnson Creek. Working with the Watershed Council helps advance the city goals of protecting salmon and water quality in Johnson Creek and its tributaries. This ordinance will provide funding to the Johnson Creek Watershed Council in the amount of $5,000 per year for 3 years. The total will not exceed $15,000. Is there anybody who wishes to testify on this item? Okay, this item then moves to second reading. And then item 1227.
Authorize wholesale sewer services agreement with Clean Water Services for conveyance and treatment of sewage.
Second reading, vote only.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
And then 1228.
Authorize pretreatment program implementation agreement with Clean Water Services for sewer services.
Second reading, vote only.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Okay, that completes our morning agenda, and we are adjourned until 2 p.m. this afternoon. Thank you.
Well done, Dan.
Yeah, very efficient.
Fastest gavel in the city. Oh.